ai bom.
Olha aqui nos camarins do João Forró, olha só quem a gente encontra. Bicha, muda. Bem?
Beautiful goddamn fucking cock.
Double rainbow all the way across the sky.
Nigger toes.
Gaping hole.
Oh, I'm seeing an asshole.
It's like I'm walking on sunshine.
Yep. Hey, freaks, Jim Anson with you, back to kick off a new week of programs. Yes, it's Monday. You know what that means. Time to get on Craigslist and look for some anonymous sex. What? Isn't that what you do on Monday? Listen, I've noticed a very worrisome trend on the Craigslist personal ad site. People with HIV, high five, will say, you know, I'm healthy. I'm a healthy, undetectable HIV positive guy. First of all, obviously, it's detectable. Otherwise, how the hell would you know you had HIV? At some point, someone detected it. That phrase is becoming very popular. Like, that's supposed to put your mind at ease. If you're thinking about having sex with this guy and you find out, oh my God, wait a second, he's HIV positive. Oh, he's undetectable though. Well then, let me just dive right in. Raw. As a matter of fact, hand me that razor blade. I'm going to make a few slices on my penis. What's the problem? I don't see anything wrong with it. Look, he says he's healthy. He's healthy with HIV. How is that possible? He's really... is he delusional? I mean, who talks like this? I guess it's like any other classified ad, except you're selling yourself. I mean, when you're selling a car, you highlight the good things about the vehicle. You know, you don't want to lie, so you have to be honest. Say, oh, you know, look, my Chevy has there are a lot of miles, but it still runs well. Got leather seats, new transmission. I could suck dick really good. I love to take a dick in my asshole. I have HIV. I'm undetectable, though. And I love to rim. I do it enthusiastically. See, a lot of good things. Sucking dick, taking ass, rimming. And then in the middle, you just sneak in that HIV thing. Undetectable, though. What HIV negative person, someone who does not have HIV, would respond to this ad and want to be with this guy? You know what I mean? I don't know. The problem with gays is that they're guys, and guys get extremely horny and start to overlook important things. When their horny level reaches, like, critical mass, guys who normally would not look good start looking appetizing. Like, they, you know, you start to weigh the options. Like, oh, He's really horny. He wants to have sex right now. These are all things that sound good. He does have HIV, but he's undetectable. So, well, let me roll the dice on that one. All right. So there you go. Hey, speaking of stupid, got a woman talking to the police. She's upset because someone took her money. The problem is she was trying to buy crack from that woman. So, you know, what do you think the cops are going to do? They're not going to help you get drugs.
What's the deal? What's going on?
Well, the lady owes me $20. I gave her a $20, and she didn't give me nothing.
Why does she owe you $20?
$20 bill. I gave her a $20 bill.
For what?
For anything. I don't care.
For anything? That's not an answer. I just wanted something. I was in the mood to shop, so I gave her $20, and I just expected her to hand me a product or merchandise or something. I don't care what.
Whatever it's for, but she can give me my money back if she ain't gonna do nothing with it.
Okay, were you planning to buy some drugs
or
something? What kind of drugs were you wanting to buy?
Rock.
Yes,
I was.
She's honest.
You gave her $20 back.
I gave her $20. She gave me some plaster.
And now you want your $20 back.
Yes, I do.
Because she didn't supply you with crack cocaine.
All right, so that's idiot number one, the buyer. Now let's listen to idiot number two. The pusher.
Well, if she shouldn't give me nothing, no plaster, she should have said no.
What's going on?
She come around here a while ago. There used to be some people in Loretta over there that used to sell.
Yeah.
We were sitting out here on the...
She's wearing a Martin t-shirt. Remember that 90s television show? Martin with Shanae.
Fortune some chairs. So she said, y'all have anything to buy? I said, no, baby, we don't have nothing to sell. So she left and went around the corner.
Mm-hmm.
Then she come back 10 minutes later, holler, give me my money back. I said, no, you ain't bought nothing from here. Don't disrespect my child. This is my child.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So, it's her what? Child? She's upset about this going on around her child?
10 minutes later, holler, give me my money back. No, you ain't bought nothing from here. Don't disrespect my child. This is my child.
Mm-hmm.
I don't sell crack. I'm a prostitute.
Oh, okay. Again, she's being honest. Can't fault her for that. I've got a great clip, moving on now, of this is a talk show over there in the UK, and they're interviewing a girl who has Tourette's. She says biscuit 16,000 times a day.
Biscuit, I think, when I was younger, from the first ticks I can remember when I was about six.
Biscuit,
and it was a sort of squeaking noise.
Yeah.
Biscuit. Other than that, most of my ticks were motor ticks. Biscuit, so involuntary movements, and were much more mild than biscuit than they are today. So
she's wearing some sort of, like, glove, because every time she says biscuit, she, like, hits herself. And I think it has, like, padding, so she doesn't hurt herself.
Really, many people wouldn't have noticed them. And I think biscuit, throughout my childhood, lots of people wouldn't have noticed anything particularly unusual.
And also,
biscuit.
When you were younger, you could sort of suppress them
biscuit.
A little bit more.
Sam, I think with biscuit, the movements are...
I think biscuit, too.
I make are involuntary, and biscuit Tourette's is a sort of
a
neurological condition.
This goes on for 10 minutes.
Biscuit that affects how you move and the noises that you make. Biscuit. Sand.
I like it better when the Tourette's victims swear.
People with Tourette's often have an ability to suppress ticks for short periods of time. Biscuit, just like you might be able to stop.
Biscuit. All right, very good. You get the idea. I've got one more piece of audio to share with you. This is actually a business opportunity. I hope you guys are listening. If you are sick and tired of your dead-end job, I know I am. I am going to give you the keys to unlock your own massive fortune with the Tim Henson Personal Wealth Solution System. And I'm going to give it to you for free. Absolutely free. Using my tool. Manipulating it, stroking my system, will release an amazing eruption of liquid, sticky money. A moneygasm. How are you going to get rich? One word. Air. Yeah, we're going to sell air. Now, my partner in this is some stupid broad who came up with this brilliant idea. Let's hear it from her.
I decided to do my presentation in handwritten form because I thought it would be like a really pleasant break from all the like harsh black and white PowerPoint we've been seeing through. My name is Rachel Sequoia, as you heard, like the tree, although that's not actually a sequoia.
What?
I love a lot of things. I would say I'm a lover, not a fighter, if I had to make an old cliche. but I'm here today to talk to you guys about air. Air is, you know, roughly like 70 to 79% nitrogen, 20 to 25% oxygen.
Look at her rattling off these numbers of the percentages of air and the nitrogen. And she's smart. She knows what she's talking about.
Depending on who you ask, and like 1% like other stuff. I'm not quite sure what that is, like methane or something. I don't know, but like other stuff. But
okay, she's not sounded so smart now.
My theory is that air is like at least 6% energy, you know, because there's like all these people in it all the time, and we're like breathing and interacting, and we're like, you know, like putting our energy and our like life force into this air.
Oh,
so
boy.
I think that pollution is.
I may have spoken a little too quick. She thinks that. Bottle, like air, contains energy in the life force of people.
Only like smoke and smog, but it's also bad and negative energy and stuff. You know, I feel like that's like really unhealthy.
Like
clean air promotes good health and
okay.
It's good for you and it's good for the world.
Okay.
Now I'm going to take you guys off for a second. Let's talk about travel. Travel broadens your perspective. It can help you get to know the earth, you know, and help.
How come everywhere I travel to, I hate? It's the same asshole people. They just look a little different. Or have a different accent. Everyone is just awful.
We all live on the same planet and remind you, you know, that there's other people and there's mysteries to still be explored. There's always great food, great smells. And I think that something that's all-encompassing of these factors is the air. Because, you know, if you can, like, you know, smell good smells of food and, like, feel other people in the air. And I think that it's really important.
How do you feel other people in the air?
So,
this chick is fucking hippy-dippy.
I would like you all to imagine the benefits of travel without ever having to leave your home. So here's the big idea.
All right, here we go. This is the pitch. All right, she's at some sort of sales conference or entrepreneurial conference.
I would take jars of air from the most amazing exotic places and sell them to people, to everyone, plants, you know, cats, animals of all sorts. You can open up these jars.
So your kitty cat can breathe in Irish air.
Let the air dissipate in your home and have energy from, like, specific places all over the world. They say that scent is the strongest sense tied to memory. So it's like you go to Madrid and you fall in love with Madrid, and then you get this jar of air from Madrid and you get to open it up, and it's just like Madrid all over again, you know?
Easily one of the stupidest ideas I've ever heard in my life.
So they range from $100 to $10,000 depending on...
$10,000 for bottled air? You're going to open it and it's just going to smell like nothing.
The vintage, potency, condition, location, rarity, and energy. Now, when I say vintage, I mean the year that it was jarred. Location where it's from, the rarity of that location. Like, for example, a $10,000 jar would be like air from the top of Mount Everest. We have a special vacuum sealing process to ensure that none of our air, it doesn't like leak out and like switch out with normal air.
Right. That would be a big concern.
So we guarantee that when the jar arrives, at least 99% of the air contained within the jar will be from your location. So I need $500,000 because I need to send a team of specialists or establish contacts in places all over the world. I need better equipment. I need money for like specific crystals for blessing the air.
What crystals? All right. Any potential investor up to this point just totally turned on you. When you started mentioning, like, blessing with crystals and stuff.
And in the future, I hope to open what I call air farms, which are actually getting jars of air from specific places, like, let's say, a mountain in Nepal, and then bringing it to a greenhouse and opening it so that the air can dissipate. And then those plants will create air made from that air.
Plants don't care about the goddamn where the air is from. Stupid flowers not going to know the difference between Indian air. And your Japanese air and shit like that.
Except that it will have.
Don't you understand? It's the world. The air, the currents, it's air is air. Stupid broad.
Positive energy and oxygen content. So you can go to share the air.
She's blessing it with positive energy.
108.com. I tried to be share the air, but it was already taken. You can also like me on Facebook, and I have a great app where you can use Google Maps to actually tag places where you've breathed, which is really fun. And I'm hoping to.
Fucking useless app. The app you must. You put a little flag in places you've breathed. That is ridiculous. And she's probably going to become a millionaire. All right, and with that, let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted, up fucked up news right now. Yes, guys, if you're not a member of the Distorted View Sideshow, what are you waiting for? Now is the time to sign up. The leaves are turning. It's autumn. Curl up with a nice episode of Distorted View on your phone. SuperFreakSideshow.com. You get full access to the entire archive of programs. Plus, every week we do extended shows, exclusive programs, videos. Occasionally, I do weekend programs. As a matter of fact, on Saturday, I posted a Sideshow exclusive weekend show. Grab that right now. Sign up for the Sideshow, and you can download it. SuperFreakSideshow.com. All right. Also, don't forget about Adam and Eve. For a limited time, you can get 50% off just about any item using coupon code FREAK or DV at checkout. They've got over 20,000 adult entertainment products. Pick out something you like. Use the promo code box to enter FREAK or DV. Either one will work. You'll get 50%. That's half off just about any item. Plus three free adult DVDs that you get to choose and a mystery gift. All for using coupon code FREAK or DV at adamandeve.com. They've got, you know, movies, sex toys, creams, and sprays and stuff. Make your diggy hard. All right, three quick stories, and then we'll get the hell out of here. First up, this kind of goes without saying, but if you are thinking about getting a sex change operation, something you really want to mull over, you really want to make a list of the pros and cons, because there are no takesy-backsies, as one poor individual is finding out. A sex swap dad said yesterday that he fucked up by becoming a woman 23 years ago, and he's begging the National Health Service to give back his cock and balls. It's not like they have them in a jar, right? They're not holding out. It's, you know, you done did fucked up. All right, yes. Gary Norton, who is now 75, says, I now realize inside I'm a red-blooded man, and I've always been. It's over, right? You're 75 years old. It doesn't matter if you're a man or woman at this point. You've got very little time left. Go sailing or something. I want a physical relationship with a woman, but I've got no equipment. It all went in the operation. It's one heck of a mistake to make. That's almost an understatement, isn't it? It's one heck of a mistake. Yeah! You really goofed that one up, didn't you? You really gummed up things. All right, the father of four, who changed his name to Jillian after his wife and kids disowned him, tried dating fellas but said he never fancied them. What? This guy does not deserve to get his balls back. I'm sorry, if you were thinking about becoming a woman because you want to be with a man, go to the gay bar beforehand and, you know, feel a few penises between your lips. Right? I mean, like, see how it goes. Make sure you really want this. I guess hindsight is 20/20, right? He's now quit taking the female hormones that stopped his beard growing and is on a waiting list to have the breasts the drugs gave him removed. Gary of Coventry is pleading with local health chiefs to go whole hog. Interesting choice of words, and fund a full gender reversal operation. For the record, they refused. I bought bikinis and nice dresses, spent time on my hair and makeup, and always had lovely manicured nails. But the operation essentially left me a lesbian. Despite joining a ladies' yoga class and even modeling bikinis in fashion shows, he said, my life's a nightmare. Gary says that he now realizes that the secret cross-dressing he did behind his wife's back before the National Health Service was as far as he really ever wanted to go. Yeah, just put him in a dress, maybe stick a butt plug in his ass. No need to chop off his twig and berries. He said, the sex change was the biggest mistake of my life, and I'm lonely. I date women, but once they find out I have a female body, it always ends. Yeah, you want to be upfront about that type of thing. So there you go. Poor guy. He's living a miserable life. I worry that would be... That's something I would do, because I'm an impulse shopper. If I have the money in my bank account, and I see something that I want, I can't just look at it and say, okay, well, I'm going to think about it. I'll come back. No, I've got to purchase it right now. I've got to have it right away. That's why I don't like the Amazon.com. Even with my Prime, you know, I will pay the what $3.99 or $2.99 or whatever it is to get the 1 day shipping. But even then, it's almost too long to wait. I like to have things in my hand. This is why we have stores and cars and shit. I can just go and pick stuff up. I don't know. Like, I think I would draw the line at losing my balls, though. I can't say for certain. You never know. The feeling might grab me, and I gotta, you know, I'll just, if I'm walking by a clinic, a sex change clinic, boom. I'll take that. Although, don't you have to go through, like, psychological evaluations and shit? Like, when we were talking to slave girl Sophia, she said that she had to go through, like, a year worth of consultations and therapy, and then the therapist had to give her a note saying, all right, she's mentally sound. She can go through with the operation. So I don't know how it works over there in England. Anyway, speaking of the UK, there's some broad who's addicted to Big Macs, and it almost made her infertile. Fast food is a guilty pleasure for most, but for one woman, it became a four-year obsession that nearly ruined her chances of becoming a mother. That's right, if you eat too much McDonald's, your uterus will fall out. Stephanie King was a healthy size 12 when she took a job at her local McDaniels. The 16-year-old used her meal allowance, given to employees at the fast food chain, to feed herself more than 4,000 calories a day, eating breakfast, lunch, and dinner there. She piled on a staggering 8 stone. For the record, that's over 112 pounds just from eating McDonald's. She rocketed to a size 24. Last year, at the age of 20, she weighed a whopping 19 stone. That's over 250. That's like 266 pounds. All from McDonald's. Last year, at the age of 20, she weighed a whopping 19 stone. And when her period stopped, she realized she was in trouble. She was forced to admit that her obsession with Big Macs was out of control. Her pussy stopped bleeding. It was all stopped up with chicken nuggets. A doctor told Stephanie her diet was to blame for her severe mood swings, her obesity. It caused her menstrual cycle to stop, and that she was at risk of becoming infertile. That frightened Stephanie from Kirkcaldy Fife into taking action. She embarked on a fast food detox and has since lost an incredible 8.5 stone and is a svelte size 10, now 22 and a student nurse. She said people need to be aware that eating a lot of junk food can be dangerous. I think everyone's pretty much aware of that. You were the only one to not get that memo, you fucking disgusting piece of shit. I nearly lost my chance to be a mom. Thankfully, I managed to change. After completing her GCSEs, don't know what that is, Stephanie had gone to college to study business, but a year later decided the course wasn't for her and left. At a loss over what to do next, she applied for a job at the fast food restaurant. She says, I needed to earn some money, and it seemed like an easy job with reasonable hours, and hey, free food! Win-win! My pussy stopped working. One of the perks was a daily meal allowance. Stephanie had always had a healthy home-cooked diet before she began working at the fast food chain. She says a takeaway or fast food meal was a treat. They only had one about once a month. She says she was soon tucking into burgers and fries 3 times a day. On a typical day, she would consume about 4,000 calories. So there you go, monster. Final story we have for you today. Jamie Foxx. No, not the black. We ain't talking about spooks here. We's talking about scarecrows. Yes, Jamie Foxx, 22, who recently graduated from Bangor University, will use a ukulele, accordion, and cowbell to frighten away troublesome partridges. While his what the hell? How is this news? While his fellow students may be pulling pints, going traveling, or desperately seeking their first professional role, Mr. Foxx will earn £250 a week patrolling the 10-acre field. Yes, he's a human scarecrow. Wearing a bright orange coat, he will play the musical instruments in a bid to finally scare off the hardy birds, which were unperturbed by ordinary scarecrows. His employer, a farmer from Norfolk, even warned him to bring a deck chair and a good book for his days in the oilseed rape field. What? Oilseed rape? Is that a real thing? That's what it says here. Maybe they meant grapes. But it's, I don't know. I've never heard of oilseed rape. So I've used oilseed on my penis as lubricant. All right. He uses, I don't know, oilseed rape fields. That's where he's at, where he will also practice his ukulele in the hopes of getting a full-time job in music. Mr. Fox, who says his friends are slightly envious of his role, is now saving to pay for a trip to New Zealand next year. Oh, how fun. Loser. I get to sit and read for a lot of the time, but whenever I see the partridges, I have to get up and scare them off, he said. I ring a cowbell, and I even play the accordion, but the ukulele doesn't seem to have any effect on them. The farmer said to me, bring a deck chair and a good book. A couple of my friends in busier, more generously paid jobs are slightly envious. Farmer William Young said he resorted to his human scarecrow after partridges were not put off by more ordinary methods of frightening them away. Quote, the only way to get rid of them is to walk down the field and push them off, he said. Jamie's doing a good job. You can really see the difference. Moral of the story, there are jobs out there for the non-qualified. I mean, really, what do you have? You just have to be able to walk. If you're able to walk, you don't even need to be able to walk. You can just roll your wheelchair. That would scare the birds. You could practically be immobile. Just make loud noises and stuff. This is a dream job for some of you out there. Look into scarecrowing. Get on jobs.com or monster.com or whatever. All right, that, my friends, is your distorted news for Monday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. How do I sound today, freaks? I've been messing around with some audio settings and stuff, and I need to know how I sound. Does it sound better or worse than previous episodes of DV? Or does it sound the same? Or do you just not care? All right, let's do a couple voicemails here.
Hey, faggot.
There he is.
Boo here calling Timmy Boo. I'm getting married October 12th, buddy.
How is that possible? How did this guy manage to find a woman who is not appalled by him? Because he sounds rather disgusting. You know what I mean? Just his voice. He just sounds like a creep.
Buddy, I just bought $80 worth of Tim Henson bullshit.
Oh, wait. What was that?
That's coming in the mail.
Okay, wait a second. You bought over $80 worth of DV merchandise, so you must like me on some level, even though you constantly call me a faggot and call into my program. But now I know your real name, because it's easy to find. Like, not many people buy, like, $80 worth of merchandise. So now I know your name and where you live!
So, when I go to Hawaii to get married to him, the first thing I'm going to do, like I do to every hotel room, is I jerk off and blow my load all over the fucking wall, right above the bed. So think about that next time you ever go on vacation. Vincey Poo has blown his load all over the fucking wall. Jiggo!
All right, thank you very much. A lot of jerk-off talk recently on the program.
Hey, yes, Tim, Bert here.
Oh, Lord.
I'm just calling regarding a little thing that happened to me today. I was sitting in a coffee shop reading a book on my Kindle, and a near dead.
Don't brag.
She walked over near me.
BFD, you have a Kindle. Said, I've got a Kindle Paperwhite.
A book on that?
It's new. No, I don't have that.
Thing.
I don't read, silly.
That's it. Yeah, actually, I have several books on this. I'm reading a book on history for a class that I'm in. And she looked at me kind of funny. She said, I don't like that. I told her to go fuck herself.
She doesn't like facts. That seems to be a common opinion where people just like to ignore facts. They believe what they believe, or what they want to believe. And if anyone tells them different, they just shut down. I don't want to hear it. I don't care. I don't believe it. Yes, but here are the facts. This is why this is the way it is. See, this is evidence, and this is what... No, don't want to hear it. La, 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 la. Oh, we are a civilization in decline. I mean, that's got to be... I don't know, like, how other civilizations have fallen, like, what transpired. But I have a feeling there's, like, this common thread where people just become, like, stupid and just ignore problems and just hope that things will get better, but not really do anything about it. I think that's how societies collapse and stuff. And I think we're on that train at this point. So get ready for that.
Hey, Tim.
Woo-woo.
Private Dick here. You've never mentioned it, but I always take note of it. Every time you play a Tonetta song, seems like every couple beats he does this thing on his lap, like a Princeton.
This guy's dissecting Tonetta.
That's every couple of beats, and I always find it hilarious, and I hate his songs to begin with, but...
yeah, I mean, Tonetta's been posting a lot of new music. I've been resisting the urge to play it, because I know a lot of you guys don't like Tonetta.
Yeah, I thought it was funny. Wondering if you thought the same. Thanks.
Oh, right. Yeah. I never really noticed. I don't have to go back. The problem is when I'm playing you Tonetta, I'm actually looking at Tonetta, and it's hard to not. The only thing that I notice is just his disgusting body, him shaking that ass and everything.
Hey, Tim. So I'm one of your scientist listeners. In fact, I study primates, monkeys.
Oh.
So nothing kept me more entertained
than Pan-Pan-a-score?
Than when I was doing field work down in South America.
Oh.
Then. Searching through the jungle, looking for my study group, listening to you rant about the damn monkey future.
Oh,
good show.
Well,
way to keep everybody informed about those tricky little fuckers.
Yeah. I mean, that's what's going to happen. As our society is collapsing, the monkeys are getting smarter, they're using tools, they're going to overtake us eventually. It might take a few hundred years, but oh, it's going to happen.
Hey, Tim, it's BSP, and don't worry, I'm not going to chew you out. I just have two suggestions for DV Movie Night, if you ever figure out how to do that.
Yeah.
They're both on Netflix.
By the way, VSP created an amazing Distorted View intro. I played it recently. I'll play it again.
And they're both actually pretty safe. First one is Gay Sex in the 70s. And
I'm
it's
interested.
Actually an interesting documentary. It makes me wish I were gay, honestly, because you faggots have a lot of fun.
Yeah. You know what the 70s led to? The 80s. The 70s are pretty much what caused AIDS, I think. You know, all the fun the gays were having in the 70s, oh, they paid for it next decade.
At least did before the AIDS came out.
Yeah.
Came out, God. Fucking iAIDS 5, now out. Fucking product. Anyway, the second one is called Private Dicks, and it's about men and their dicks and their insecurities. And one of the guests has the world's smallest dick.
Oh.
And no, you don't get to see it, but you sure get to hear a lot of his funny stories.
Oh.
So anyway, those are two. And lastly...
Yeah, we need to figure out how to do movie night. I don't know how to do this.
I have a word of the day.
I guess we could all... like everyone that has Netflix can load it up, and I can do like a live show while it's going on. I don't know.
It is Chordee. C-H-O-R. D-E-E.
Okay.
It is a painful downward curving of the erect penis.
Oh,
happening
yeah.
Especially at night, sometimes as a side effect of gonorrhea.
Oh.
There you go, Timmy.
Thank you.
Education.
40. Thank you very much, VSP. And finally today...
Hey, Timmy Boo. This is Sideshow Freak Jimster calling. Just wanted to give you a little story here.
Okay.
A couple weeks ago in my small little computer shop, there was actually a woman... I was just randomly talking about computers with our front guy.
Well, she's not randomly talking about computers. She's in a computer shop. That would be the place where you'd want to talk computers. You know what I mean?
And she was there for about an hour. And we started noticing there was a lot of terrible smells. And after she left, we found a puddle on the floor. What turned out to be urine. And
so she was just standing there talking about computers, relieving herself on the floor.
The way we found out was we had one of the high school children that worked for us take a paper towel, stamp it into the puddle, and sniff it. We
have the cheap labor do that.
We're very stupid.
Wow.
Well, anyway, love the show. I'll continue listening.
All right, there you go. Woman pissing in a computer shop. Good story. Cool story, bro. That is all the time we have on this edition of the show. I want you guys to email me, show@distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail line for you, 206-666-4463. That's 206-660. God, is it now God?
I don't sell crack. I'm a prostitute.
Spread the distortion, STD. Tell all your friends about the podcast. Don't forget to rate us and review us on iTunes. Check us out on Stitcher Radio. I will be back tomorrow with an extended program. Yet another reason to sign up for the Sideshow. Sign up right now. You can listen to this past weekend's WEEKEND show. Tomorrow we'll do an extended one. Until then, have a great day. Bye, everybody!
white ass crack.